Good morning, everyone. See, you're all over this side. I may have to move. Apart from a wonderful little group here, of course. My name's Kate. I'm the minister here at the church. For those of you who don't know me, those of you who are here for Chelsea Ann's dedication, it's a very exciting day today, and we want to welcome Chris and May Ann and Chloe Ann and Chelsea Ann and family and friends who have come here to support them and to be here at this wonderful time, and also regular people as well who are here to support the family and here to join in. We've got a family service this morning, so we'll all be here together for the whole time. There'll be various different things happening, as well as the dedication, which will happen in a few minutes. I just wanted to ask you a question, though, to start with. Who has got any Easter eggs left? Oh, I'm surprised. Who's got any chocolate left from Easter? Mainly Easter eggs. Okay. Has anyone got more than one Easter egg left? Oh, gosh. Okay, different question. Who got all their Easter eggs and guzzled them down in 1 or 2 days? No. Oh, a few. I knew there would be some. Yes, you see, Easter passes by so quickly, especially the Easter eggs, I find, especially if you leave them anywhere where my husband can have them. They're gone. But it is very quick, and in church it's the same. We have Easter Sunday, and then Easter's over, and we move on. But today, we're not only here to welcome Chelsea Ann and family and to support them, we're also here to celebrate that actually Jesus is still alive. That as a church we come together and we recognise that every week and we worship him. So we're going to start with a song of worship. It is a song that has actions. Those of you who are visiting, do feel free to join in with the actions. Well, now we come to the time of the dedication, a time where we welcome Chelsea Ann. We don't dedicate children. I don't know whether you know what dedication is if you're here for the first time. In the Baptist church, we don't have christenings, we have dedications, and these are slightly different. We don't have a ceremony to make a child a Christian, or so that life will be wonderful and good for them the whole time. We recognise that there'll be difficult times, but we bring children to God because we thank God for them. We recognise they are a gift from him, and so we have this service of dedication to thank him for their lives, and also to remember that they, and also us, are dependent on God for every day that we live. We don't know how many days we have, and so we trust him for the days that we have. We also show that Chelsea Ann is a person in her own right. She is a lovely little girl, but she's a person in her own right who God has given this independence to as well. And we follow the example set out in the Bible, firstly of Jesus, who was brought to the temple by his own parents to be given thanks for, and then Jesus, who welcomed little children to come to him. And so that is why we have this service of dedication and of thanksgiving as well. I just want to read a short passage from the Bible which shows what we do and what Jesus did. It says this: at that time the disciples came to Jesus and asked, "Who then is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" He called a little child who he placed among them, and he said, "Truly I tell you, unless you change and become like little children, you will never enter the kingdom of heaven. Therefore, whoever takes a humble place, becoming like a child, is the greatest in God's kingdom. And whoever welcomes one such child in my name welcomes me." So this morning I'd like to invite Chris and May-Ann and Chloe-Ann and, of course, Chelsea-Ann to come up. And also there are a number of godparents. We have Wilna and Denver and Jan and Maria, Julie, Georgine and Jackie, I think, who are all here, I hope. If they are, then would they like to come up as well? There is also Ramil and Tess and Maureen and Ethel Grace and Gloria and Liesl, who cannot be here, but they are godparents as well. Did I say godparents before? Oh, I thought I said grandparents. That would have been a bit embarrassing, wouldn't it? So we've got the family. Welcome. and the godparents who are here to make promises as well. And we have Chloe Anne looking lovely, lovely dress, lovely shoes. And Chelsea as well looking lovely in her lovely dress and lovely shoes. Yes. You see, because it's your special day. Yeah. I get a smile off you. Yeah, that's good. Good. Don't get many of them, but you know, got one today. So, you're going to make a few promises before God, promising to look after Chelsea Anne and to tell her about Jesus and to bring her up in a way that is loving and caring. And we're going to go through those in a minute. And then we'll turn to the godparents who will promise to support you and also to pray for Chelsea Anne and to support her too. And then we will turn to the congregation and to friends and family who are here and ask if you will support and pray for this family as well, in which I hope that you will all say, we will, we do, because that would be very good. So I will ask a few questions, but let's begin with you, Chris and Mayanne. Well, now, this morning, I'm sorry to do this at a dedication service, but I had a few things that, well, I didn't really get a chance to wash them, so I just thought I'd bring them here, because I need for you to help me, really. I've got a few items, and they're a bit dirty, and I want you to tell me whether I need to throw them in the bin, or whether if I wash them, they'd be all right, whether I'd be able to get them clean again. So, first of all, there's this dirty rag. I've had it for a few weeks, just been in the corner of the room. Should I just throw it, or should I clean it? I mean, I'm sorry, I know that normally people can just make these decisions, but, you know, I can't decide anything at the moment. So, Grace, what do you think? Clean it? Are you sure? Who thinks clean it? I will tell you what we'll do. Do you know, make it easier. Hopefully you will have received these bits of paper. Everyone got sight of a red bit of paper and a blue bit of paper? Yeah? Anyone not got? Oh, if you haven't, I don't know where they are, Esther, are they? Oh, they're out the front. Oh, they're out the front. I'll tell you what. Have mine. Who hasn't got one? Who hasn't got one they can see? There you go. If there's some more, John. There's only blue. Oh, gutted. Well, never mind. You just have to show with your hands. If you've got a red and a blue, I thought we could do it a bit like they do at football, you know, red card if it's to go in the bin. Red card up if it's to go in the bin. Blue card if we're to wash it. Okay? Is that simple? Okay? And you can do it with a bit of a flourish. They do that in football, don't they? Bit of a red card in the bin. Okay, so what do you reckon? Dirty cloth. Should we clean or should we in the bin? Hold up your cards. We've got a couple of reds, but mostly blue. Okay, rescued. I'll clean that. All right, okay. Dirty pair of trainers. Not sure. I think it's just mud. Should we in the bin or should we clean? Blue. Show your cards. Couple of reds. Mainly, okay, I'll clean my trainers. Do you know you're giving me a lot of work to do here? Okay, dirty plant pot. Don't think it's broken. Just got a lot of dirt, bit of, don't know what that is, in the bottom. In the bin or clean? Blue. Oh, a lot more red, a lot more. Oh. Now I'm not sure. In the bin. Excellent. A little bit less work. Okay, some waterproof trousers. A lot of mud on those. They haven't been cleaned for a long time. Oh, they're a bit stuck together at the bottom. Clean or in the bin? Oh, in the bin. Right, this is good. Now, should I? What do you reckon, James? Clean. Oh, they're James's. I suppose I better clean them. Okay. Old flask. Found this on the windowsill. Opened it up. Oh, it was like, you know, it'd been closed. A bit of growth. Bit of growth. So, what do you reckon? Cleaning or in the bin? Clean it. Blue. I need to see your colours. Blue or red? Blue or red? Oh, there's quite a few reds. Quite a few reds, but... Okay, the blues win. The blues win. Another thing for me to do this afternoon. Pair of sunglasses. Now, they're a bit old. They've got a few marks on them, a bit smudges, a bit of baby food, maybe. So, cleaning or in the bin? Red. Come on, blues. These are my favourite sunglasses. Cleaning or in the bin? It's a bit mixed, but I'll go for the cleaning. Okay, wonderful. Pair of socks. Ooh, bit ripe. Cleaning or in the bin? Oh, red's a lot of flute. Oh no. Oh, they're James's. I'll clean them. Oh, come on. All right. Oh, old packet of baby food. Empty. Clean it out or in the bin? Some people are saying clean, but I'm not cleaning that. In the bin. Okay. So that's it. So I've got quite a few things to take home to clean. Wonderful. Thanks for that, everyone. Bit of work to do this afternoon. Never mind. Thing is, it's good, isn't it? Because most things can be cleaned. We don't have to throw them out. They're not useless once they get dirty. They can be cleaned. And actually, I mentioned Easter at the beginning. Easter is all about Jesus dying and coming back to life so that we and the world can be made clean. And one of the words we use for that is forgiveness. We and the world can be forgiven, can be made clean so that we can start again. So here's a harder thing that I've got. I've got some people now, and we have to decide with our red and our blue cards whether we think they should be forgiven or made clean, okay? So, first of all, we'll start with someone from the Easter story, Judas. Now, Judas was someone who betrayed Jesus so that he got arrested and then killed. Should we forgive? That's your blue card. Or should we not? Should Judas go in the bin because there's no way he could be clean? Show your cards. Show your cards. Red or blue? Okay. Mixture. More blues than reds, I think. Okay. There we go. All right. Here's another person. Simon Cowell. Okay. For giving us the X Factor. And keeping it on our screens, and what's worse, coming back as a judge again. Should he be forgiven for this or not? Show your cards. Red, hold them high. Red or blue? Definitely a red in the bin. No forgiveness there. Okay. Right here. Cambridge rowing. Okay. Can I just say, this has been very disappointing for a number of years now. When I first came here, there were a few victories in the boat race, but no, not recently. Should we forgive them for this? Atrocious results or not? Red cards, blue cards, hold them high. Hold them high. Oh, I can't believe it. You're going to forgive them. Okay, there we go. We're all right. Okay, let's see. Oh, now we get a bit more serious now. 15-year-old pupil recently stabbed a teacher to death. Should that person be forgiven? 15-year-old, show your cards, red or blue. Oh, now you're not so keen, are you? Because it's a difficult decision. Red or blue? Oh, very mixed. I think we'll put on the forgiveness table, but very mixed. Okay, here's another one. Your best friend goes and spreads rumours about you. Should they be forgiven or not? Blue or red? Hold it up high. Oh, you're very forgiving. They should be forgiven. Wonderful. Okay, here's another one. Jose Mourinho, Chelsea... go out of the Champions League. Abysmal. Should he be forgiven for these performances? If you don't like football, you know, or not. Red or blue? Red or blue? Hold them high, hold them high. Oh, they're getting... Do you know, you can't decide, so I will. In the bin. Okay. Simon Peter, another one from the Easter story, he said he didn't know Jesus when he was one of his best friends. Ooh, should he be forgiven for that or not? Red or blue? Oh, we've got two blues over here. Blue at the back, blue. Oh, you're all very forgiving there, blue. Okay, here's another very serious one. Adolf Hitler. Ooh, now, tried to get rid of the Jewish race. That's not a little thing, is it? Should we forgive red or blue? Not many people are willing to stick their hands up here, but I think more reds. In the bin. Okay. We swing between the deadly serious and the cartoons. Lotso from Toy Story 3. Toy Story 3. He treats Woody's toys very badly, tries to imprison them and hurt them. Should he be forgiven, red or blue? Red, 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 blue. Oh, I think the blues win. Forgiveness there. Okay. Here's another one. The banks. Atrocious behaviour with the money. Should they be forgiven or not? Red or blue? Oh, all right. We're not very forgiving on that score, are we? In the bin. Okay. Mr. Todd from Peter Rabbit. Now, let's be plain here. He's always trying to kill Peter so he can put him in a stew and eat him. That's not very nice, is it? Should we forgive him for this? It's basically murder. Murder, I say. Red or blue? Oh, it looks a bit... In the bin! I listen to my son, always. Okay. The BBC, they've had complaints for sound quality on their programmes. Specifically, what was it? No one know? I'm sorry. I can't hear you. Did you make it in? No one could hear what anyone was saying. The BBC, a national institution, can't even get their sound quality right. Should we forgive them or not? No, no. No, 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 no. Yes, yes. No, no. No, we should not. BBC are in the bin. Oh. Okay, so we rescued a few people. Cartoons, people out of the Bible, Cambridge United. I'm debatable on that one, but I'll let you off. It's easy to forgive when things don't affect us directly, isn't it? Forgiveness is interesting because sometimes we can say, oh, yes, you should forgive them. It's the right thing to do. But when something has happened to us that has hurt us, we find it very difficult to forgive. Forgiveness can be a very difficult thing to do. And yet this is what we are asked to do. I want to invite Amber to come up. She's going to give our Bible reading this morning.
It was late last Sunday evening, and the disciples were gathered together behind locked doors because they were afraid of the Jewish authorities. Then Jesus came and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. After saying this, he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy at seeing the Lord. Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I send you." Then he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive people's sins, they are forgiven. If you do not forgive them, they are not forgiven."
Thank you very much. Last week we looked at how Jesus appeared to Mary after he rose from the dead. The second lot of people he appeared to were his best friends, the disciples. And he appeared to them and he said, I give you peace. I give you the Holy Spirit. And then he said, but you must forgive as you have been forgiven. If you do not forgive, people are not forgiven. He didn't say, if you don't forgive, well, you know, it'll be difficult. He said, if you don't forgive others, they are not forgiven. Because it's God who forgives. And when Jesus rose again, he then said to his disciples, you are to take this forgiveness to other people. This is what my people are to look like. They're to look like a people who forgive. He didn't say it would be easy. And he didn't say we could only forgive those things that we weren't bothered about. He told his disciples to forgive. That is what his people are to look like, a people who forgive. Chris and Mayanne, I imagine that a lot of forgiveness will be needed over the years, both from yourselves and also from your children to you, as it will for all of us in our families. Because we all make mistakes and we all do things wrong. And we need to hear the words of Jesus again, that we need to forgive again and again and again. Otherwise, our lives become hard and bitter. But if we forgive, our lives can be full of love and grace towards each other. Forgiveness is so important as we think about this time of dedication for Chelsea Ann, and as we think about families and children and each other and how we treat each other. Jesus calls us to be people who forgive. So as we go from here, may God have his blessing upon us. May we enjoy our days and know that he is with us in all things. And as he blessed Chelsea Ann, may he do that with us too. Amen.